From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. One of the closest races on the line this midterm election is in Pennsylvania, where Democrats and Republicans are fighting hard for the Senate seat now held by Arlen Specter, who switched from a Republican to a Democrat last year. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the race has tightened up in recent days.
Congressman Joe Sestak came from behind to beat 30-year incumbent Arlen Specter in the Pennsylvania Democratic primary. And now he's trying for a similar surge against Republican Pat Toomey, who had been leading in early polls. The Democrat Sestak is a retired Navy admiral elected to Congress in 2006. The Republican Toomey spent 6 years in the U.S. House and is the former president of the Club for Growth, a free market advocacy group. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
The GOP is hoping the anti-incumbent Republican tide will boost their chances in New England, where NPR's Tovia Smith reports voters tend to elect more Democrats.
The six-state region is almost solidly blue. There are no Republican members of Congress from New England and just four senators. The GOP is hoping for a repeat of Republican Senator Scott Brown's stunning victory in Massachusetts. Republicans could gain House seats in New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, but the GOP may end up with fewer governors in a region where voters are fiscally conservative but socially more moderate than the national party. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Concord, New Hampshire.
In Colorado, one of the most expensive campaigning contests in the country comes to an end today. Member station KUNC's Kirk Sigler talked to some voters outside of polling stations in Denver.
Predictably, the economy is weighing very heavily on voters' minds. Like most states, unemployment here is very high. Also hearing some folks telling me that they're turning out to vote because of our hotly contested Senate race. This, of course, is thought to be one of the closest races in the country, pitting Tea Party favorite Ken Buck versus Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, both of whom have mounted some serious campaigns, and it's thought to be going down to the wires.
KUNC's Kirk Sigler reporting on elections in Denver. In other news, mainly Shiite neighborhoods in the Iraqi capital are under siege. A series of bombings and mortar fire responsible for dozens of deaths today. Authorities say hundreds of people have been injured. Britain and France are pooling their defenses in a bid to cut costs while still maintaining a military edge in Europe. They're establishing a joint brigade-sized army contingent with air and sea support. It can take part in NATO, European Union, and UN operations. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 80 points at 11,203. From Washington, this is NPR News. Greek authorities are preparing to detonate a pair of mail bombs that were among a series of packages addressed to Western embassies for a second day. Police suspect far-left domestic terrorists are behind the attacks, but as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, they have ruled out any connection to al-Qaeda and last week's package bombs from Yemen.
Diplomats in the Greek capital stepped up security after letter bombs exploded at the Swiss and Russian embassies. Small parcel bombs to three more embassies were also discovered. No injuries were reported. Police say the plot is the work of an urban guerrilla group called the Conspiracy of Fire Cells. One of two men arrested on Monday has connections to the far-left group. Police caught the two men after a package addressed to the Mexican embassy exploded at a courier company on Monday. A young woman was slightly burned. The suspects carried two more mail bombs. One was addressed to French President Nicolas Sarkozy and the other to the Belgian embassy. Police later found another bomb sent to the Dutch embassy. Police are also investigating if the Greek mail bombs are related to a suspicious package discovered in the office of German Premier Angela Merkel. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Yemen is still on the hunt for terror suspects under international pressure to find those responsible for the foil bomb plot involving U.S.-bound parcels last week. And Yemeni forces have launched a military operation to capture a suspected bomb maker and a U.S.-born cleric wanted by Washington. More mechanical problems are threatening to delay Shuttle Discovery's final mission into space by yet another day. Engineers discover trouble with a backup controller for one of the shuttle's three main engines. Voltage irregularities were later reported, but NASA says everything appears to be fine now. Discovery is due to take off tomorrow. This is NPR.